This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome back to This Day in Sports History. It's February 9th, and on this day in 2006, a network broadcaster was traded for a cartoon rabbit. The network broadcaster in question was the veteran Al Michaels. You know, the guy who called the Miracle on Ice, along with World Series games, Monday Night Football, and did a lot of studio work. He is a familiar face and voice to most who have even casually watched sports over the years. Well, back in 2005, ESPN, which is under the umbrella of ABC, won the rights to Monday Night Football, which is one game a week. They also lost the rights to Sunday Night Football, which had been two games. ESPN had two broadcast teams that covered the Sunday Night Football games, and they needed to make a decision on who would be the broadcast team for their Monday Night telecasts. Actually, the decision was in large part made for them. John Madden was the analyst on one of the two teams, and his contract with ESPN was up. NBC recruited him, and he signed with NBC, which now had the rights to Sunday Night Football. The producer and director from that team soon followed, leaving Michaels out in the cold, well, tethered to ABC by contract, really. Michaels had been with ABC for the past 30 years, and ESPN wanted to keep him. But Michaels wanted to follow his friend and broadcast partner, John Madden, to NBC, and he let ESPN know in February of 06. Enter Disney's Bob Iger. When Iger heard that Michaels wanted to leave for NBC, he told ESPN president George Bodenheimer that he was willing to let him out of his contract if NBC would relinquish the rights to Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. While Walt Disney reminded everybody that it all started with a mouse, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit was one of Walt's earliest creations, appearing first in the cartoon Trolley Troubles in 1927. And by the way, Oswald the Lucky Rabbit looks a lot like the early Steamboat Willie Mickey Mouse, just, you know, with longer ears. Anyway, Walt produced several Oswald the Lucky Rabbit shorts for Universal to get his animation studio up and running. And Universal was owned by NBC and still held the rights to Oswald. Iger knew that Oswald was important, not only to the history of Walt Disney, but to Disney's family as well. It took about a week to get it done, but on this day in 2006, the deal was struck and Al Michaels was traded to NBC for Oswald the Lucky Rabbit. Also on this day, in 1920, Major League Baseball set rules in place to banish the spitball and other methods used by pitchers to Dr. Baseballs. What happened on this day was a compromise between owners who didn't think that their pitchers could win games without putting a little something on the ball, and others who wanted to sanitize the game and produce more excitement. The league allowed 17 veteran pitchers to be grandfathered in as spitballers and could throw the pitch legally. No new players would be added to the list, and once the 17 left baseball, the spitball, the shine ball, Vaseline ball, snot ball, and any other substance on the ball would be illegal. It would be another 14 years until the spitball would be completely illegal. The last legal spitball pitcher was Burley Grimes, who retired at the age of 41 in 1934. And in 2003, Michael Jordan played in his final NBA All-Star game. It was well known that this was the swan song for Jordan, now playing with the Washington Wizards. It was not Jordan's best All-Star game performance. He missed his first 7 shots and had a shot to win the game at the end of regulation, but his fallaway clanged off the iron. He made up for that at the end of the first OT, hitting a fallaway baseline jumper with 4.9 seconds left, but Kobe Bryant was fouled with a second left. He hit 2 free throws to send it to a second OT, with the West pulling away to spoil Jordan's final All-Star game. That's all for today. More tomorrow on This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, Sports History fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. 6 of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all 6 of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You gotta go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.